producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Mighty cool this morning. Fall is here. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up, second hour, we're going to be joined by Samuel Hayes III. He is an urban combat instructor in Atlanta, Georgia, one of the few schools I know of that actually exists in a metropolitan area. And we're going to hear about his unique take on self-defense. Tomorrow on the show, Doug Giles from the Daily Clash. We're going to talk about AB 1014 and what that's going to mean for California. Friday, the executive director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, will be joining me. And we're going to talk about just about everything. But right now, let's talk about the Obama administration and some of their actions, shall we? Now, none of this is, news to you. We just saw Executive Order 13661, which has authorized it's a sanction against the Russian government, which effectively takes Kalashnikov and Ismash out of the mix as far as importing guns to the United States, although they found a workaround on that one. They've sold it to somebody outside of Russia. But he's also blocked the re-importation of 600,000 M1 carbines, as well as 80,000 Garand, that have both historical and collectible value, because these were used during the U.S. troops and South Koreans during the Korean conflict from 1950 to 1953. But he has little interest in bringing those, or soldiers home for that matter. So he continues to block the importation of firearms under the guise of keeping people safe. The weapons of war. That's all a lie, of course. The only way he can possibly try to... He's not getting any legislative help, so he's got to try executive orders. He's got to try the UN Arms Trade Treaty. But at the end of the day, he really has no interest in keeping you safe. Now, there's a lot of indicators to that that will, testify to the truth of what I just said. But look at what he is. Well, he's hell bent on two different things. One, on keeping firearms out of the United States. And at the same time, we have, via our southern border and our airports now, he's added airports to the mix. We've got children coming down with tuberculosis now. Thank you, Obama. And now we have Ebola to be concerned about. He doesn't think it's a good idea to restrict air traffic coming from where Ebola is breaking out. And now people are catching it that haven't traveled to West Africa. Obama has gone out of his way to ensure that you are in danger in a lot of different ways. While he's been trying to disarm you, the most nefarious way, of course, is the Nogales importation station, or immigration station, as they say. That's where the MS-13 street gang from El Salvador, that's where they're picking up all their members coming through. That's where they're all being told to go to. Go to Nogales in Arizona, and we'll pick you up there. Give us a call. So we've got crime about to increase. At the same time, for the first time ever, your child going to school may come home with scabies or tuberculosis or the rickets or name it. All in the name of diversity and humanitarianism. And we're allowing, we're sending people there to help them, and you know, maybe we should. Maybe we should. But isn't this the president who went out there and told everybody, we're not exceptional, we're not this, we're not that. And at the same time, if he can send somebody in harm's way, there they go. Off they go. Bye-bye. Go. Now, I'm pretty sure Canada is being, you know, I haven't heard anything out of Canada, but I'm sure they're being cautious with letting things come into their country. But the Obama administration has no qualms about this. There are a lot of people out there that are saying, even the head of the CDC is saying, the chances of this becoming a pandemic are very small. But what are they doing to contain it? Yes, if you guys were actually doing something, you might lessen the chances of a pandemic. But you're not. Is the TSA screening for Ebola when they disembark? Are they taking blood tests when they just are the people coming from West Africa being quarantined for X amount of time before they get to pick up their luggage? What are they doing? What are we doing? We're not doing squat. So, here's my question. We've got a president, as far as your right to bear arms, who has done everything in his power. He lies about it. He resurrects dead legislation with the UN, as if the UN should ever be in charge of the United States. He brings that back. He keeps pushing for and perpetuating myths, like the 40% myth. 60% of all guns are bought with a background check, 40% are not. Under your watch, Mr. Obama, if that were the case, that means there's 560 million guns in the United States. Thank you for perpetuating the gun use in the United States. Thank you so much. You know, when you do the math, I mean, if you're going to say there's 40%, let's add 40% to the total. Come on. Because we know how many background checks have happened underneath him. So, he's not doing anything to stem the flow, which, you know, federal government is charged by the Constitution to protect our borders. And we're letting in everything. We're letting in everything. Just the other day, the FBI said, well, we know who the people are that are going over to fight with ISIS on American passports, but we can't stop them from coming back in unless they rescind their passports. Why aren't we doing that? Because then he's saying they just come back and then they try to track them. Which, you know, yay! You're tracking them. Good. At what point do we go from surveillance to countermeasures? So, we're letting in everything. We have just become our border. Our screening process is just a sieve. Now, if you mess around and you carry your gun into the secure area of the TSA, well, of course, they're going to jump on you like I don't know what. But you see, you're not the issue here. You're not the issue. The issue is that this government, this president, is doing nothing to keep you safe at this particular time. So my question now is, at what point do we look at this and say, this is treason? Oh, no, Bill, treason is punishable by death. Do I sound like I got a problem with it? If you do the deed, you get the punishment. That's the way it works for me. If I do the deed, I get the punishment. I do not subscribe to the idea that a politician, by means of their office or their title that they're elected to, which is a temporary title, it has a shelf life. The clock starts ticking on it as soon as they take it. It's ticking down. It's counting down to when they're no longer there. And Obama's clock is running. And, you know, he's all worried about his legacy and everything else. I mean, if Ebola spreads, where are people going to go? Obamacare is in charge of the nation now. Are we going to have special Ebola doctors? But no, we can't bring you back the M1 carbines. Just musing out loud. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I got asked to do this, so let's talk a little bit about this. Regarding Ebola, all right, if it goes pandemic and people start to panic and everything else. Now, while you've got the CDC guy out there saying, well, of course, I don't believe that there's any chance it could become a pandemic in the United States. So at the same time, you got Margaret Chan, Dr. Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization, calling this the largest, most severe, and most complex outbreak in the nearly four-decade history of this disease, begging for help in the world community. A lot of the preppers out there already have stuff to deal with disease. And there's a lot of stuff that goes along with that. And some of the stuff is cumbersome. Like protective masks, if you've never just walked around in one, go get a protective mask and walk around. I'm not talking about a little breather thing that you get at Lowe's. Go get a mask. Go get an all-face encompassing mask with a, you know, it's got a viewport for you to look out of it and everything. If you can keep it from fogging up, I'll shake your hand. Operating in a mask is its own particular kind of torture. When I was stationed in Europe, when we do the NBC, the NBC module of our training every time we were in the field, which back then that stood for nuclear, biological, and chemical. They would somebody would call gas, and then we went into what is referred to as MOP 4, Military Occupational Protective Posture 4, which was horrendous. A charcoal-lined suit with very heavy rubber gloves with inserts and heavy rubber boots and protective mask and hood. Now, in Europe, that wasn't that big of a deal. It's cold in Europe, and all of your heat is trapped in with you. So you don't have to worry about dying of a heat injury. However, you do have to worry about things like, moving around. Moving around and being able to be mobile and operate. Shooting a weapon, shooting a long, or a handgun for that matter. Handgun you may be able to bring up and maybe get a good look at it. But you've got to forget things like aiming with the M system. Now, I don't know how it works today. The masks have changed. The protective suits have changed. Most of the protective suits I see people wearing now look very lightweight. But you still have that problem of being able to see out of the protective mask. I don't know if the mask is designed to where you can go cheek to buttstock and try to get a sight picture. We used to train putting our chin on top of the buttstock, along the spine of the buttstock, and just trying to line our faces up with the target. And, of course, they never told us to wear mouth guards with us. I felt really bad for the 60 gunners. That had to be some tooth-jarring shoosting. As far as these suits that you can buy some of these. There's one, the suit called the Quake Care Deluxe Pandemic Flu Kit. If you have four people in your family, you need four of these. You're looking for something called a Tivic suit, I believe. It's a one-size-fits-all. And if you are overweight, well, you may be out of luck because the Tivic suit does not fit overweight guys. Since you're going to need more than one suit to make it through a real-world pandemic, you might as well get them in a size that fits. You can get a white hazmat suit. Readily available in sizes up to 4X large, can be ordered in bulk to get the price down to $5 or so a suit. You can get something called Camo Tyvek coveralls. They have camouflage on them, so you can shoot and move. And you're going to need duct tape, because you need the duct tape to seal off the cuffs of your sleeves, on your wrists, and on your ankles. But then there's the respirator. At the very least, you're going to want something. 3M makes a respirator called an N96. And it meets the CDC guidelines for certain myobacterium tuberculosis exposure control. As a respirator, it's intended to reduce wear exposure to certain airborne particles, including those generated by electrocautery, laser surgery, and other powered medical instruments. As a surgical mask, it also helps against fluid fluid splashed in your face or blood spatter or anything else. Which is, that's what you're going to be concerned with in Ebola. So far, it hasn't become airborne, although it might. Gloves, nitrile gloves. Your hands are going to be coming into play with a lot of things. And nitrile gloves are latex-free for those who may be allergic to them. They're tough. They're abrasion-resistant, not to mention cheap. Once again, buy gloves that fit your family unit. You might want to put a little powder in them if they don't come with powder. That helps getting them off if you have to strip them off really fast. And go buy some bleach. Oh, go buy some bleach. It kills everything it touches. It can help sterilize everything from guns to water. And you can get concentrated bleach tablets. Concentrated bleach tablets. You don't have to carry around 5 or 6 gallons of bleach. Go get some bleach tablets. There's one brand called Evolve Original Scent Ultra Concentrated Bleach Tablets. Yummy. Your gun is going to have to operate out in the environment, so it could possibly become contaminated. And if that happens, then you've got to bleach it. I just love it. But that's just a quick primer on that. But if there's 5 of you in your family, you probably want to order at least 20 suits and respirators. Those are not the protective masks. You can get by with just a protective, you know, you don't need the full-blown mop-level mask that I used to wear. And I don't advise wearing it, but it is, as they used to say, hey, it's good training. Yeah, if you're a masochist. The gun part, you have to learn how to manipulate the gun with all of this stuff on. A whole new skill set. So the only way to train to do that is by what? Well, you got to go get some that you can train in. Get one suit that you're going to use over and over again as your training suit. See how fast you can get into it. See how fast you can bring your weapon to bear. Rinse, repeat. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back. Lovely gray morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Boot Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. On September 30th, Jake Tapper, who is the closest thing to an objective journalist at CNN that they have, had Mark Kelly on the show, and they had a discussion, and Jake Tapper sort of took the lead on that one. Because here's the thing. When you look at the shooting of his wife, Gabrielle Giffords, when you look at Aurora, when you look at the D.C. Naval Yard, Sandy Hook, any of these things that have happened recently, there is nothing that they have proposed that would have influenced that one iota. Not East La Vista, not Santa Monica. None of that would have stopped it. It would not have. It would have even slowed it down. Now, every time we have a shooting like that, the usual cast of characters come out, and they propose the usual things: assault weapons bans, universal background checks, all this other minutia. They use terminology that is really false in and of itself, like the gun show loophole. What they're talking about with the gun show loophole, and I don't know what the percentages are. They may be high, they may be low, but it's perfectly legal. Some people go to gun shows that are not gun dealers but have private gun collections. They rent a table and they sell their guns. That's legal. But every FFL dealer, no matter where they're selling the gun, whether it's at a gun show or over the internet or anything else, has to run a background check or ship it to another FFL who then has to run a background check. The assault weapons ban, we've already had it, even though the only one out there saying that actually did anything was Dianne Feinstein, who wrote it. Everybody else is saying it did nothing. In fact, what it did was it sort of lessened our national security because innovation on the platform, as far as the AR-M4 platform, stopped because there was no civilian market out there. For all of these things that you see with law enforcement and you see with the military, that's great. That's good money when you can get it. But as far as, you know, you're selling durable goods, when you sell them to them and they're sold, well, that's, you know, that's a done deal. So then you've got to go looking for new business. Unless you, you know, unless you build them by yourself in the garage and you manage to get the contract and deliver as many as they wanted. Tapper asks Kelly pointedly, what of any of the things you guys have proposed, what would have stopped any of these? And he can't give him a good answer. Because the long and short answer of it is, you can't stop this kind of crime. Now, maybe you can get the tools and, you know, restrict access to the tools. But even when you restrict access to the tools, they either still find the same tools they wanted, or they just substitute. Or they use a car and a knife and a ball-peen hammer like Elliot Rogers. So this, you know, it's interesting that this came out on CNN. For me, it's interesting, but at the same time, this is just truth. This is, you know, it's not nothing. It's not rocket science. They will use the, right now. They're going to get a law passed. They're going to get I-594 passed in Washington State. Washington State, you guys are listening to a bunch of liars. 40% of all guns are not sold without a background check. I don't care. Go look at Colorado. They got the same thing you're about to have. This is just a foothold for them. This is one more piece of gun control. Their overall ambition is to take guns from everybody that isn't one of the beautiful people, one of the privileged, one of the elite. You don't have to necessarily be good looking to be one of the beautiful people. I mean, you know, look at Bloomberg. Look at Feinstein. But none of the proposals they've made up to this point, none of the proposals they're making now, none of the proposals that have happened in New York State, or they have, you know, the SAFE Act, what's happened in Connecticut, what's happened in Maryland, none of that is going to make one iota of difference as far as stopping a crime or stopping the extremely rare, attention-grabbing, headline-mongering, active spree shooter, the mass killer. Those are very, very rare attacks. When asked if any of this stuff would have been effective in stopping any one of these attacks, Kelly started his answer with, I think that depends on how much detail you look into. Then he continued to talk about what has grown from the Americans for Responsible Solution push for expanded background checks to what is now a push for expanded background checks. New regulations for gun shows and new rules for online gun sales. And they want more firearm trafficking laws as well. I don't mind if they get firearm trafficking laws. I don't like trafficking in firearms. But, you know, if you look at any time that a really big amount of guns are being shifted and moved, it's either in a DOD sale or an ATF sting. There are not... There may be. I don't want to give you the wrong impression, because I don't know. Because nobody knows. The people that do should know don't know. I don't know because I'm not in law enforcement. But I doubt very seriously that there's an iron train of tractor trailers going from border to border moving guns. I doubt that. We would notice that, wouldn't we? We would notice that. And the guns we keep wanting to introduce wherever we go are AKs. AK-47s, the surplus, out-of-date firearm. Very effective, runs in any conditions, hadn't been issued in I don't know how many years. It's not an issued weapon. Nobody issues that weapon today. It's all surplus. There is some new manufacture of it because it is very popular, but it is not a weapon that any military, any state military, runs. Terrorists use them. There's a lot of good things about them. I mean, they, like I said, they run forever. Can't break them with a hammer. Ammo's cheap. The platform itself is incredibly simple to operate. But at the end of the day, the stuff that they're calling for, gun trafficking, Well, just tell the ATF to stop doing stings. Tell the DOD to, you know, the DOD, we've signed the Arms Trade Treaty. Obama and Kerry have signed the Arms Trade Treaty. Why are we still sending big packages of weapons to various countries? We sold $155 million worth of weaponry to Mexico in 2010. I'll bet you 90% of that is in the hands of the cartels now. Because they just go pick up some, you know, some post commander's daughter or, you know, their family or some police chief or something like that. And they just say, we'll let them go if you leave your armory open. And they leave the armory open because they want their loved one back. But it's all this stuff they talk about. It's got nothing to do with stopping crime. Nothing at all to do with stopping crime. If you want to stop crime, the first thing you have to do is go where the crime is and then go after the criminal. That's how you stop crime. And you understand that when you're stopping crime, that it's going to be a continual, perpetual occupation. Eradicating crime on one block means that, okay, everything's great, the tape's up, the cars are all over the place, lights flashing, everybody coming out in handcuffs, we got all the kingpins, we stick them in the car, we take off. Guess what? When we leave that vacuum of power, that gets filled in as soon as they pull out of the neighborhood. It is perpetual. There is no law to make it go away. There is a class of people that exists in the world today that are just bad. And there's no way to legislate them away. And you certainly aren't going to legislate them away by keeping me from being able to defend myself. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jam, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. Ladies, hear me. Learning to lock your door, carrying a gun, carrying pepper spray, carrying mace, carrying hornet spray, carrying a club, keeping your keys between your knuckles, being aware of everything around you, being suspicious when you're out late at night. None of those things that you do, as a matter of fact, and there is nothing that you do that enables a rapist. Rapes occur because rapists exist. Now, recently, some feminists on Twitter have been claiming that women's self-defense enables the rape culture. Rather than teaching women to defend themselves, they said we should simply teach men not to rape. We need to only tell predators don't hurt others rather than teaching a woman to be aware, avoid trouble when you can, defend yourselves when you must. Some so-called feminists went further and claimed that refusing to be a victim enables rape culture and so promotes sexual assault. Let me make this statement, okay? There is no way you can dress. There is no place you can be. There's no occupation you can have that justifies rape. There is no activity you can undertake that justifies rape. I don't care how risque your profession is. Rape is an act of violence. And if you're out there not hurting anyone, there is nothing that you did that justifies being sexually assaulted. Now, I differ from the feminist viewpoint on rape and on sexual assault and enabling sexual assault. I believe that women should walk around with a firearm. First and foremost, maybe a second layer, maybe one of those collapsible batons or some pepper spray. I also believe that women should take the time to go to a self-defense class and learn how to use their hands when they're pulled in close, because they're going to get yanked around when that begins. And I think they should get their mind set. And, you know, if they dig their thumbs into some guy's eye sockets and go outwards with it, well, you know, you didn't ask to be that close to the guy in the first place. I think you should train to fight back as a savage would, as a rabid animal, a cornered, rabid, wounded animal, if somebody tries to sexually assault you. If you can bring a weapon to bear and he continues to advance, you shoot him until he quits advancing. It's a very simple thing. You know, does that mean that locking your front door enables the burglary culture? Is that what they're doing? This is the ultimate utopian fantasy. Claiming you're against rape by choosing to be vulnerable is a fantasy virtue. And it does have some strong emotional rewards with it. In our age of hashtag activism, it is a Tinkerbell ideology of crime prevention. The so-called anti-rape culture claims to stop an attacker if we all think, be nice, real hard. Somehow or other, your nice thoughts are going to stop an assault and a rape and a murder. And that's enough for some people. If I call Sprint, and I'm talking to a female on Sprint, I ask her if she carries a gun. I ask every female I talk to that about that. I'm not interested in real good emotions. I'm not interested in the anti-rape fantasy. Because rape, how do you know when that starts that that's where it's going to end? What if it's rape murder? That's reality. And reality is never pretty. The play nice fantasy sounds harmless until you look at all the people the fantasy leaves beaten and sexually assaulted and murdered. It fails time and time again as it enables domestic abuse. Stopping an abuser is going to take more than words. The play nice fantasy fails in every gun-free zone where it's tried. Just look around you. The disarmed victim zone, which is really what it is, it may be in a major Democrat-controlled city or a liberal-controlled college campus. Disarmament advocates always ignore their record of failure in the growing mountain of victims. And it is especially evil to sell vulnerability as as being virtuous. It's as evil as a medical doctor who sells a false cure to a sick patient. But, you know, let's take and expand their philosophy somewhere else. How about wearing safety belts does not enable the car crash culture? These anti-violence quacks have no reason to give up their failed fantasy as long as the fantasy continues to bring in donations and favorable press reports. And in the face of repeated failure, they'll claim that you ladies didn't make yourselves vulnerable enough. It's your fault that their fantasy ideology failed because you didn't want peace enough. You didn't buy enough pink t-shirts with the glittery writing of coexist written on them. You didn't donate enough to their liberal disarmament group. Their failure is your fault. This let's all be a victim fantasy would work if you simply tried to work harder at it. Don't believe them. Believe in evil and plan for it. Throughout history and throughout the present and in the future, there's always going to be evil people, evil governments, and evil religions. Evil grows when it is unopposed. When it is unopposed, what you have is worse violence later on down the road, and that is painful. But history also shows us that these violent predators become a lot less violent when they are met with painful violence in return. Ladies, you have, American ladies especially, you have the right to arm yourselves. You should protect yourselves and those you love. Stop your stalkers and your rapists when they are armed. Stop them. When you're armed, you can stop them. For every armed lady out there that's right now walking around carrying a gun, thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know you, but somebody knows you. Somebody loves you. And you're taking your obligation to them seriously. And you should. That's part and parcel of people feeling fondly about you. Self-defense training is not going to enable an assault culture. It's going to enable you to withstand and persevere in the face of an attack. To all the feminists out there carrying the peaceful banners that, you know, believe in rape whistles and, you know, urinating on yourself and playing sick and all this other stuff, put down your cardboard sign and pick up something that you can hit somebody with. Pick up a gun. And then when you're armed, then go boldly into the night. Or, better yet, take those signs and placards and slogans and all this other fantasy nonsense that you perpetrate and go where people get raped. Prove it to me. Prove it to them. Prove it to the ladies that you're preaching to. Hopefully, if you do that, which you're not going to do that, you're preaching from on high where you don't have to worry about this kind of thing. Ladies, if you have to look up to see them, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Don't fall for that fantasy culture, that fantasy belief that being vulnerable wins the day. What wins the day in the face of violence is when you bring to bear controlled hyper-violence. Controlled and very short-lived. Exactly what you need to stop the threat in a way that there is going to be no discussion at all as to what just happened. And live your life. Live your life aware. Please don't listen to these. Oh, gosh. The war on women begins with those that tell you that being vulnerable is a weapon. That's not a weapon. That's an invitation. Coming up next, from Atlanta, Georgia, Samuel Hayes III, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
No, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.